Current State here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Slavery is a part of American history, but it's a part people are not comfortable speaking about. So contemporary conversations about slavery often play out on the big screen, and apparently we still have a lot to say about it. Seven new films about slavery are slated to come out in 2013. Jeff Ray is a filmmaker and MSU professor who specializes in film studies and black U.S. cinema. He joined Current State's Emmanuel Berry to discuss slavery films coming out this year and films of the past. And listeners should know that this interview includes clips that may be offensive to some. Please take note. Emmanuel and Ray started out their conversation with Birth of a Nation.
That's kind of the start of American cinema history in a way. It is the first feature-length film, and it is the most successful early film. And it is one of the films that in the long history of American cinema that stands at the crux of kind of cinema, culture, and history. And at the same time that it was viewed as this breakthrough film by director D.W. Griffith, at the same time, it is still, I would say today, it is probably the most racist thing that I have ever seen. And so in teaching that film, it's an interesting thing because you teach it almost of two minds. Mm-hmm. It is both a very important film and a very cinematic film, and it is a brilliant film in a lot of ways. But it is also this racist film. So, you know, it's always a dilemma. I still have this dilemma of years of teaching. How do I approach this film?
Now, another earlier film, this is a little bit further down the road about slavery, would be Gone with the Wind. And it's an interesting film, first of all, because African-Americans are kind of almost, it's a film about the Civil War, and African-Americans are kind of virtually absent from it, except for and the character played by Hattie McDaniels, and that won her an Oscar role. And I want to actually play a clip from her acceptance speech.
This is one of the happiest moments of my life, and I want to thank each one of you who had a part in selecting me for one of the awards. For your kindness, it has made me feel very, very humble. And I shall always hold it as a beacon for anything that I may be able to do in the future. I sincerely hope I shall always be a credit to my race and to the motion picture industry. My heart is too full to tell you just how I feel. And may I say thank you and God bless you.
Now, it's a very heartfelt speech, but it is a speech that the studio wrote for her.
Yeah, the studio wrote for her. And again, you know, I think so often when we talk about race in an American context, and I think particularly in the very old construction of black-white context, there was often this divide. So at the same time that Hattie McDaniels is this very talented actress, and she gives a very moving, obviously a very moving speech, on accepting her Oscar, the first African-American to win an Oscar. There's a cringe in it because a lot of folks know that it was written by the studio, and then this credit to my race part.
Yeah, talk about those words. I hope I shall always be a credit to my race.
Well, you know, in talking about Gone with the Wind and talking about that performance, the question oftentimes comes up, as it does a lot of times with black actors working in Hollywood films, I think still to this day, I think the question becomes, are you truly a credit to your race? And what the hell does that mean? what does that mean anyway? You know, this was a controversial role that she played. She played a mammy figure, mammy character, which she played all of her screen career. She was very good at it. She was a very good actress. But at the same time, you know, it is a stereotype. And, mm-hmm. and what can you say? Oh, you play a stereotype, but you play it really well?
We have to talk about Roots.
Yes, we
even
do.
Though it's not necessarily a film, a cinematic film, but a TV special, but you can't not talk about Roots. So why, when you watch Roots, I guess, what kind of conversation is taking place in that film? Why is that film coming out at the time, and what are people trying to say with it?
Well, I think Roots is interesting for a whole lot of different reasons. One, because it captured such a large part of the American TV audience, and a lot of folks saw Roots. It's still one of the highest rated programs ever. And I think that Roots is presenting black folks, and I think very intentionally, presenting black folks and black history as an American story. And one of the things that Hollywood films do very well on one hand, and to their detriment on the other hand, but very well, I think, with Roots, is that in a lot of ways, it's less a film about black history and much more a film about this particular black family and their movement as a black family, as an American family. And you just had never seen that kind of story being told in American film, in American television, and with black folks as an American family, American family saga.
Now, in contrast to that, in the 70s, we have the film Mandingo, which is just, if you haven't, it's just a bizarre film. It's kind of about these cross-racial relationships between slave masters and slaves. It's very different than Roots, to say the least. And we have a clip from that film, and this is a slave who escaped. He's on the verge of escaping, and he's captured by another slave named Mandingo. And so a crowd has gathered to watch him get his punishment. But before we play it, I'd just like to note that this clip may be offensive to some and is not necessarily suitable for all ages.
Least while they ain't gonna die like you gonna die, like a slave. I ain't giving no lifetime of misery and sweat to this peckerwood. I'd rather die than be a slave. You peckerwood, that's right. You peckerwood was oppressed in your own land. We was free. And you brought us here, in chains. But now we here, and you just better know. This is just as much our land as it is yourn. And after you hang me, kiss my ass.
Clearly a very different tone than Roots there. What does that film say, Mandingo, say about, how does that kind of reflect the time in a different manner?
Well, if Roots was trying to present this kind of high reading of Americanness, In a lot of ways, Mandingo presents a very true reading of Americanness. And so, and what I mean by that is that the film itself is a mismatch of a lot of different things mm-hmm. that are truly American. Miscegenation, race, radicalism, heroes and villains, white women placed on a pedestal, you know, good-looking, physical, black men as slaves, sexuality. So it takes all of that stuff, which, you know, I think it comes from a tradition of, there's a whole tradition of literature around those things, and it mixes it up into this potent kind of blaxploitation, kind of nationalistic, kind of sensational, kind of sexploitation film in Mandingo. And I have to say that Mandingo is one of my favorite films that I typically don't tell people that it's one of my favorite films.
A guilty pleasure film.
It is a truly guilty pleasure. And that scene that you played, I think, is evident of a kind of post-civil rights, post-black nationalist appeal there. And so you have this presentation of blackness that is tough, that is, and I think particularly tough in a male sense. You know, you Peckerwoods came here from your land. We were free, you know, and you're going to hang me, but you can kiss my you-know-what. And, you know, whenever I show that film in class, that particular scene raises these cheers, you know. And I always tell my students, you all, no matter what you are, black, white, or other, you are all like post-black nationalist folks. Mm-hmm. You understand.
You get it.
You get it.
Yeah.
And so I think that scene in particular is a scene that is evident of a 70s film that is informed by the times very much.
Now, as we kind of move on and we get into the 80s and 90s, the film Glory with Denzel Washington, another film where it's a little different because there's that anger there.
You know, right.
We all, that whipping scene that everyone right. always talks about. But it's another film that's kind of couched in this historical American sentiment. You know, there's that scene at the end where they're marching through the flags and mm-hmm. they're like, go get them and, right. and all of that. I guess talk a little bit about what that film says.
I think that I always theorize that black history is easier to tell on screen to a contemporary audience than contemporary black stories. I think that contemporary black stories are considered messy and people are kind of worried about offending and kind of don't know what angle to take and those kinds of things. But the history in a film like Glory, it's easy for a contemporary American audience to cheer for these black soldiers. It's easy for a contemporary American audience that is a mainstream audience, you know, and again, read broadly white, to say to themselves, oh, I'm on the right side of this. I'm on the right side of history. Oh, I'm for those black soldiers, former slaves, and everything. And so the historical story is a little bit easier sell, I think, to a broad American audience. But at the same time, the historical story, a film like Glory, also does, you know, kind of this roots thing again. It brings blackness into the broader Americanness.
There's more than half a dozen slavery films coming out this year. Why? Why are there so many slavery films this year? And what are people trying to say with this? What does this say?
I think the main thing it says is that race, and again, particularly in the black white kind of historical context, is a constant in American history and culture, politics, you know, social, everything. I think it's interesting that you start really the birth of American cinema with Birth of a Nation, and it has to do with
all of these complex racial issues
and the presentation of black stereotypes that become really entrenched in Hollywood cinema. Then you move to the film Gone with the Wind, which in some ways, I always tell my students this, that when people think about kind of Civil War and antebellum times, they rarely think of true history, but they think much more of the false history of Gone with the Wind. So that's a film that's so effective that's become like the historical marker.
That is what history is.
And now we're again in our so-called post-racial times with our black president and all this stuff. We have, you know, a number of slave films that are coming out. And so I think it speaks to this kind of yearning in Americanness to still talk about this, to still try to understand it, to still either sensationalize it or get deeply into it.
Are there any of these films that you're looking forward to seeing or that you think are going to get it right? Has anyone gotten it right? Does that make sense?
I don't know if that's the right question to ask, but maybe it is the right question to ask. You know, maybe the right question to ask is, are you in the ballpark of getting it right?
Yeah.
If you get it right, that's maybe too much to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
But are you in the realm of right here? I think that may be the one to ask. I think the one I'm most interested in, Solomon Northrup, that is being directed by Steve McQueen, black British filmmaker. And I'm just interested in his perspective, and I also like him very much as a filmmaker. And so he's a really smart dude. And so I'm just interested to see what his kind of artistic taste is in all of this.
Are we ever done with the slavery film?
No. I think that in some ways the slavery film is related to the general American fascination with the Civil War. And so you have the Ken Burns piece, The Civil War, which... Mm-hmm. You know, just did bang up business and just it is, you know, a wonderful piece. You have historical reenactments. You have people going to see battlegrounds. You have all that kind of stuff. You have kind of the lifting of the Civil War submarines that was, you know, a big cause last year. So I think there's a real fascination with Civil War. But at the same time, that fascination is limited when it comes to dealing with the main issue around the Civil War, you know? And I think that in a way is kind of the American way. We're fascinated by the Civil War. We're fascinated by brother versus brother. We're fascinated by all those things. But when it comes to slavery, we want to take a step back. And when it comes to the aftermath of slavery, we want to take two steps back. And so I think that is both a fascination and a reluctance at the same time. You know, that kind of classic American dualism.
Jeff Ray is a filmmaker as well as MSU professor. He specializes in film studies and Black U.S. cinema. Once again, thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.